Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect for October the 27th, Thursday of 2022. Tonight's topic is woke special interests, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please don't visit donate.eamedia.online or store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Hey, good evening, everybody. And we'll open with a prayer. Now, I had an interview, which is posted on Eternal Affairs Media. You can see it for free. A very sweet woman named Butterfly, hanging out in the deserts of Arizona, single-handedly holding the fort for veterans on patrol. Non-political, just trying to save some kids coming across the border. If you get a chance, you should check it out. But that's tonight's prayer. It's a very sad situation that's not reported in the media. We've seen it live several times, direct from Arizona, from the border. Abuse, neglect, sex trafficking, drug trafficking. So tonight, Heavenly Father, tonight we pray. We pray for the innocents coming across from other countries and other nations across our unsecured borders, being allowed to do so by our own government. We pray for these children. We pray for their future. We pray that your glory will shine over our nation and set someone straight to save these children. And in some cases, adults coming across the borders, coming in from other nations, some of them willingly to escape harm in other countries, and some not willingly. They don't deserve what they're getting, Heavenly Father. And we pray, we know you have a plan, and we pray for your plan. We pray that it makes people mad enough to see this happening in our great nation, being allowed by the governments of our nation, that someone will take action and use the power of your grace and glory. Will spur them into action with your help to save these young ones and their future and our nation's future. We pray these things in your glorious name. Amen. October, we've got one-time donors, Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Marcy, Bedlam, and Mark. Current Truth Premium subscribers of Linda, David, Bruce, Sharla, Diana, and Gary. Patrons of Alicia and Dan. Thank you to all our listeners, both live and after the fact when they're posted. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know what's going on. I've been sick for the last almost 4 weeks now. I guess it's been since the fair, maybe actually before the fair in the beginning of the month, the end of the month rather. And I don't know what's going on. It's not COVID, and it's not. Nobody knows what it is. You know, I don't know. I'm ready to give up on trying to cure the darn thing, but it's really annoying. So we'll get through the podcast one way or the other. The two things that are brought up, I'm going to have future podcasts, but I'm going to let you know right now what's coming up. I was really pleased to see that a machine asked, why do you get subscriptions to things like, you know, medical manufacturing and paving and, you know, all these different things. I was involved in these things at one point in time, construction and all kinds of stuff. But you learn a lot by looking at what the industry is doing. And I was wondering why down in West Virginia, they're stockpiling hydrogen and how they're getting hydrogen. Now, like most of the hydrogen in West Virginia is coming from hydropower. And big push now, though, because the government's pushing industry to get clean energy. And this article, I've been saying, you know, that hydrogen is the way to go, and you can generate hydrogen from all sorts of different clean energy. Obviously, the best would be nuclear or fusion. We don't have fusion yet, but we will soon. And here, it's exactly what they're doing. They're putting a push on for hydrogen fusion. We're going to have that one in a few, after the elections. And they were saying that they're going to use the you know, solar and wind and waves and everything else to generate the solar power. And what they're saying is that 1% of the African continent, if 1% of the African continent had windmills on it, and Africa's got a lot of wind, it could generate all the power, all the hydrogen, enough hydrogen to give us all the power for everything we do, whether it's flying a plane or driving a car or, you know, staying warm in the winter. And there are other ways to get it, too. I'm still a strong proponent of hydrogen fusion. I think China's going to get that before we get it. And the other one, boy, there was another one. I left it in the other room. It's not in my studio. But, you know, I can actually find that. Let me just find that other article. I had saved that article. Just bear with me one moment. Vaccine dangers. The Epoch Times on the 26th had a great article. We're going to go over this one or two. I'm not sure how we're going to do it without getting blacklisted in every internet connection in the world. But they are actually saying that they're actually coming out now and admitting that the problems with the vaccine, the jabs. I don't want to get blacklisted here, and the fact that the doctors cannot. You know, can't speak, and they can't do anything. And they're talking about ivermectin being an absolute deadly poison that was proven in previous incidents of disease and trying to cure diseases. And Ebola was one, and another was Zika, and there were a couple others. And they was proven to be ineffective and dangerous, literally deadly. And not ivermectin. Let me bring that thing up. I'm having one of those days today. I had all these papers all set out. You ever do that? You set all your papers out and they're all ready to go, and then you get those papers. remdesivir. I'm sorry, ivermectin is what they're blocking ivermectin, which actually works. It's what they're saying. And remdesivir is the one you don't want. Remdesivir was the one that's dangerous. I know I got my cures backwards. You can tell I'm not a doctor, so, and I never admit to be a doctor. I'm just, you know, I don't pretend. But I do read, and I can read what other doctors are saying. And now in California, they're banning, you know, these cures, shutting things down and making it even more deadly for anybody who gets the COVID. And the COVID does exist. It's just now they're actually proving that there are other people that are actually trying to reverse engineer and recreate COVID. Why would you want to do that? I mean, I'm telling you, it was probably man-made to begin with, but a lot of crazy stuff going on here. And let's see, another October big surprise. Reading my notes here, the midterms, Fetterman's. Yeah, we're going to talk about that tonight. That's part of it. You got it all there, right there, Eric. You got it. You got it, 100%. And Brett Michaels had an adverse reaction because of diabetes. Exactly. So yeah, you got it all there, Eric. You got the answers, but I'm going to tell you why. The why is a big question. So why is big? That's the whole purpose of this show. We're going to get started right away without further ado. And I'm sorry for leaving my papers in the other room. I never do that. Anyway, so the economy versus Roe v. Wade. See, I was kind of concerned when Roe v. Wade got overturned in the spring. I said, you know, that's a bad timing with the midterm elections coming up and all this. It's actually not bad timing at all. It's actually probably pretty good time. Now I realize why, and I'm understanding things better. You know, Trump was right that, you know, it's going to come to pass. God's going to save us. And it's all about timing. If Roe v. Wade came up a month ago or, you know, less even, we would have a problem in the midterm elections, because that would be the big thing. Everybody's worried about splinter issues, you know. Splinter issues are not the problem. Whether or not we have a country, whether or not our country survives, is the problem. I mean, look at Ukraine. Look at Ukraine. Look at just Putin in general. Look at China. Look at what's going on, folks. If, you know, I can tell you, because I know Donald Trump personally, I can tell you that if Trump were in the White House now, there'd be silence. There would be glory, glory to God and glory to the nation, glory to the world. Trump, I'm going to tell you, Trump is the most insane. Trump is the only person that's more insane than Putin, but in his own way. And I love it because I'm kind of the same way. My daughter can attest to that. You know, I go after something. I will win the battle because I will cheat. I will do it. Learned that street fighting years ago when I was going to school downtown in North Philadelphia, that, you know, if you're attacked, if you want to die, just stand there and take it. But if you don't want to die, then you cheat. You don't play nice. And Trump, yeah, Anna says she gets it because of me, because she's got it too. But yeah, if you're in the path of death and destruction, you can't play fair. You got to cheat. And Trump was great with that. You know, hey, Rocket Man, you're gonna, you know, ba da 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 da. I mean, this is so great. I mean, just, you know, it's just unbelievable. You know, lock her up. Love the guy. He's absolutely insane. You know, you look up against an insane human being. You don't do that. This is what the left doesn't like about him, but it's the one thing that would save our country and keep us out of this crap that's going on. And you hear now that Russia wants to blow our satellites out of orbit. That's the latest thing. I just heard that. And that's all from mainstream media. So who the hell knows if it's true or not? But the good thing is that the economy has gotten so bad, and they're trying to come back on the economy. The economy's come back so bad, has gotten so bad. It's, you know, no matter what they say, you got more jobs, you got more whatever. And it doesn't matter if you have more jobs or more, products coming back online and everybody. If you don't have the money to buy them, what good is it? You know, the price of eggs doubled. You look at the price of eggs lately, and it went from $1.50 to like $3. Some places are selling them for more. You know, the price of everything is like going up. Domain names for websites, the price has doubled, literally doubled. Why? I don't know. That's stupid. Everything's like doubled. It's crazy. But my salary hasn't gone up. Yeah, I don't know where my salary's going. And they got 8%. They raised 8% for the Social Security, for people in Social Security. Ooh! Wow, there you go. 8%. Then they take out another 8% extra, 10% for the health insurance. And I'm looking at all your notes, Eric. I'm just I'm kind of lumping them together because Eric's showing out. If you can see the notes coming up on the screen, look at them, because it's a lot of good stuff, a lot of great stuff going on right now, because people have suddenly realized, you know, that this is screwed up. And they suddenly realize who's screwing it up. It's not the Republicans. It's not the Democrats. It really isn't. It's the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has gone bat crap insane. They've gone nuts. They're like that squirrel that goes spinning around outside and never ends up anywhere. What the hell good did it do to spin around? But I really liked the Fetterman. If you didn't see the Fetterman debate from Pennsylvania, you got to see that, because Pennsylvania is key. You know, and Pat Toomey, I could kick Pat Toomey for leaving. I didn't like Pat Toomey, but at least it was a red seat. And we have to go red, by the way. We absolutely. I'm going to emphasize this again. There's people that say that you don't, but you know, we really, you know, yeah. A few rhinos don't want a lot of Republicans don't want, you know, worthwhile Republicans to win. It's the way it is. They don't want any Republicans, some of them, to win. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. But you know, we're going to get on the Fetterman debate in a minute, because that's Fetterman. The Pennsylvania is a real key state right now, and Fetterman had about 6-point lead less than a month ago. We're going to get on that in just a minute after I get in here and let you know about our new affiliate partner, and it's Patriot Shave. If you use a razor and you want an American made by a veteran, a company owned by veterans, you need to go to patriotshave.eamedia.online and check out the, I went up there. It's absolutely phenomenal. All made in America. Got guarantees on them, and absolutely phenomenal. You know, it's absolutely worth checking out. And to look at our partners, because our partners do support our podcast. They have some great products and services. And you know, I don't usually put two partners together, but I'm just going to mention real briefly. Of course, MyPillow is the biggest sponsor we have right now, so be sure to go to MyPillow.com as well. and use the promo code ETERNAL at mypillow.com for a great discount and lots of great stuff. So our sponsors are very important to the podcast. Please check them out and support them. And, you know, see what you got. They got some really good stuff and all made in America. Made in America. Really phenomenal. So the other day, the one and only, for those, everybody knows, everybody's watching this, but just in case, just in case you missed it, the one and only debate in Pennsylvania for Senate, Fetterman versus Dr. Oz, and it's a bad deal. I mean, Trump supported Oz. I have my issues with Oz. I've got to vote for him only because you've got to vote red. You're either red or blue. You're either for the country or you're against the country. It's flat out because it's the parties, not the values or the issues. See, and you can't let any little minor things bother you. You know, whether it's gun control or abortion or even freedom of speech. The big thing right now is the economy. If we don't have an economy, if we don't have a country, if the communists take over, if our country fails, none of that's going to matter. We're not going to have guns. We're not going to have churches. We're not going to have anything. That's the big thing right now. Nothing else matters. What matters is that we put people in that are going to love our country, patriots that will take care of us. And this, for those who don't know, Fetterman had a stroke. I hate to say this because it's a shame. People get sick. You know, people have issues, and I've seen great people with issues. You saw Ronald Reagan as he fell apart. That was it. And even while he was towards the end of his office, you'd see people in office that are just sick and have issues. You see the guy that's in there now shouldn't be in there. He's just absolutely deteriorated to the point of not being a value to the nation at all. But so Fetterman had this stroke, and it seemed like a pretty big deal, especially since they put him out of commission for a long period of time. And the doctors they're glossing it over. Of course, they're paid off millions of dollars to keep their mouths shut or to say great things about, Fetterman. And a couple of things. Fetterman is great. I don't think Fetterman has a single Republican or voting for him. Even the people that hate Oz aren't voting for Fetterman. Just because he gets out there, he looks like a turd. He looks like a street gangster, dressed in shorts and a dirty jacket. I've never seen a candidate for Senate dressed like that. I was chastised. I think I said this last week. I was chastised when I was running for Congress because I wore a white T-shirt that had my logo on it for running for Congress. They wanted me to wear a suit. What's this idiot going around dressing like a schlub? That's to begin with. That's before he got the stroke. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you disrespect the office of Senate? I mean, you got only, 100 senators in the entire nation, 100 people out of 350 million. You're one of them. That deserves some level of respect. So they had this one debate because they were worried there's a lot of doctors after this debate that said that the man shouldn't be running. It was an embarrassment and a shame and a crime to have him running because the guy's sick. The guy, he's sick. He should wait. He should do something else. He should bow out. You really got to see this debate because he was going back and forth. And I'm kind of proud of Dr. Oz for not going after his incapacity, his mental capabilities after a stroke, which he was doing prior to that and during the campaign. But on the debate, he kind of kept out of that. But Fetterman has to use a teleprompter to be able to understand what people are saying because he can't understand the words. Now, how long is that going to last? I don't know. Will it go away? Will it recover? I don't know. But maybe it's permanent. I don't know if it's permanent. We got a problem if he gets in and it's permanent. How's he going to handle his position in the Senate? And he's like, oh, well, people with disabilities do all sorts of things. Yeah, but not senators. I can see if you're dyslexic or you're incapacitated in a wheelchair. I can see something like that, but a mental issue, you can't be in a Congress, in a position in Congress and have a mental issue. This guy couldn't put two words together. He couldn't put two sentences together. And he even admitted at the end that it was tough getting through it. And you know what? People saw that. A lot of Democrats saw that. It's their hero. And now they know that he's not capable of holding office. And, you know, I feel for him. I empathize, believe me. But I have a really good feeling about this because Pennsylvania, we need Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a key. Now, Pennsylvania is a key. 10 days or 12 days away, November the 8th. Everybody get out and vote, please. Make or break for the country. Thanks, Eric. We cannot afford to have fellow Americans staying home, being complacent. Yeah, I will say fellow patriots, I'm going to say. I don't want all the Democrats coming out and voting, especially the dead ones. And it's going to be interesting. You see it in Arizona now. You see what's going on in Arizona. They're actually letting them put cameras and people to monitor, you know, to monitor the ballot boxes. And the people going in and dropping these ballots, and they're not happy about it at all. Too bad. We've got to monitor everything. In Pennsylvania, we are looking for anyone who's a Pennsylvanian and wants to make some money. There's still openings for poll watcher and a poll. There's two things that they do with the polls. One of them pays a wage and the other doesn't. But they're still looking for people to monitor the polls and to monitor the vote. And, you know, I think that a big thing is just the presence. If you have presence, if you have like a guard, I personally want all the ballot boxes going. Ballot boxes, mail-in ballots, mail-in voting, it's not reliable, in my opinion. The dates should be mandatory. But mail-in voting is not the issue. The issue is ballot boxes. Why are you putting the ballot boxes only in the poor neighborhoods? Why are they putting it in the inner cities and the big cities and not so much out in the rural areas? They don't want rural people to be able to drop their ballots in a ballot box because rural people vote conservative. The ballot boxes, I've said that before, the ballot boxes are the problem because you can put anything in a ballot box. You put a Chinese printed ballot, you put 10,000 of them in there. One person can put 100 at a time or 200, whatever fits down the chute. And all you have to do is put the names of people who haven't voted in a few years. Nobody's going to check them because nobody checks anything. They just run them through. And as long as they're a registered voter, their vote counts. Doesn't mean they actually voted. We had many, 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 issues of people who came into the polls and said, and ended up getting what's called a provisional ballot. I don't know how they work in other states, but in Pennsylvania, you get a provisional ballot if somebody says, oh, you voted already, or you didn't renew your whatever, or you expired, or you get a provisional ballot, you get a chance to fix it. Most of those provisional ballots don't count because the machine says they voted. By the time they fix it and sort it out and figure out what went on, it's too late. Election's over. There were a lot of people that I heard personally that went to vote and they were told they already voted. Now, you can't tell me that's coincidence, folks. You can't tell me it's a coincidence that, again, China is selling ballots on the internet where you can buy pallets full of whatever ballot you want for whatever state and whatever offices you want, pre-printed. These people aren't stupid. Yeah, right, Eric. People aren't stupid, man. I have to bring up, Eric mentions the ballot harvesting is an issue. And of course they can call D'Souza's documentary, 2000 Mules, a lie all they want, but we may be already be at a point that the 2000 Mules movie looks and sounds more and more believable. Well, it is. That's because it is believable. We've seen it. Same thing. I'm going to repeat this over and over again up until the election and then up until 2024 when the presidential elections start up. We need to get rid of the ballot boxes, folks, because that's the only place that people can dump hundreds of ballots at a time and not be noticed. Now, if you send a mail-in ballot from Cleveland and you live in Pennsylvania, that's one thing. But now, if you suddenly get another mail-in ballot from the same person from your same area from all different places across the country, you're getting tons of them, something's going on. So they don't do that so much. But if you're just dropping 1,000 ballots in a Dropbox, who's going to know? And even if you watch the Dropboxes, how do you know what the hell they're dropping in there? There's no law that says you can't go to a senior citizen's home and say, hey, give us your ballots, we'll drop them in the box for you. Now, Republicans should start doing that, actually. You know, and they can promote their message, too. I mean, there's things that Democrats do that are legitimate. And it's just things that the Republicans are too lazy. Now, there's a great movie. I'm going to have to, I don't know how I can get it posted or get it out on online or whatever. I'm going to have to ask the PA Republican Party if I can post it somewhere. But I was digging through my old 16 millimeter films. Yeah, I collect 16 millimeter films. I'm an old fart. And I love them. I just got a few more, which are really pretty cool. And one of the ones I dug up when they were closing out years and years ago, and I lived down near Philly, they were closing out the Republican headquarters, and they were giving away a bunch of stuff. And some of it was a bunch of films that they had, old 16 millimeter films. One of them was a great film of Richard Nixon, a great statesman back when he was senator, before he was the vice president and the president. The other one was a campaign thing for the 1968 election. It was about campaign workers. And it was an instructional, a tutorial for campaign workers. It's crazy because if our party, if the Republican Party, if any party did what they did in 1968 for Richard Nixon, to go out the way they went out, we would win every election. I mean, the Republicans would win every election, or whatever party does that. Democrats just cheat. But Democrats do a lot of those same things that we were told in 1968, and I wasn't in the 68 election. I was too young, but I did work the 72 re-election of Nixon, and we went through that same training. It was a lot of work. They had hundreds of workers for every ward, going out knocking on every single door. They were lazy, and the Republican Party got lazy because the Democrats still do a lot of that. Democrats are still out there doing that. Now, it's nuts. But we got to get, I'm going to emphasize that we got 12 days. We've got an election. You got red or you got blue. It's like the North and the South, folks. I don't like all the red. I don't hate all the blue, but the problem is the party controls the candidates. The party controls the politicians. The Democratic Party is against us. And I finally determined it's not the Democrats. It's the Democratic Party, which is why you've got to vote red. Even if you like a Democrat, you got to vote for the red, even if you don't like them. Got no choice, because if you're a patriot, if you care about your country, you're either red or you're blue. You're with us or you're against us. It's that simple, folks. You can see what they do to them. Look what they did to Tulsi Gabbard. She had to leave the party because of them. And she's a strong, powerful woman. Yeah, she had to leave the party because of that. So on a final note here, we're going to note the last comment Eric made, and it's noteworth noting the Supreme Court may be taking up a legitimate elections case this calendar year, which came before this election. It'll be nice. May raise legitimate concerns as to whether state legislatures may have dropped the ball in responsibility to decide elections. And you know, how come governors and secretaries of states are being allowed to call the shots? And it's true, because you know, in the state constitution of Pennsylvania, it says that the legislature controls the election, and in our United States Constitution, it says the same thing. You know, I don't get it. Why do they allow these things? I really do hope that before the 2024 elections. You know, we don't want the states. We don't want the states to be able to overturn. That's one of the big concerns of Democrats. We don't want the states to be able to overturn the electoral counts or the counts of the people, the popular vote of the people. But we do want them to be able to set the rules for the elections. They should be the ones that set the rules for elections. They should be the ones that set the districts, voting districts, etc. Because the Constitution of the United States of America says that. Why do we let them get away with it? So I hope they do bring these cases up. With that, folks, it is 10:30, and I've got some things I need to do before I go to bed this evening. It's 10:30 on my Eastern time. And thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, Eric, for coming aboard. Joanne, Anna, I don't know who else is in there. Saw a couple others come and go. I don't know if they're still in there. But, you know, I wish you all the best, and get out and vote. Tell your friends to get out and vote. Come get out now. Get out or get ready and go knock on the door at the polls and say, hey, here I am. I'm here to vote. You know, don't mail it in. Don't drop it in the ballot box. Show them your spirit, you know, and don't count the elections done until all the mail-in ballots are over. The mail-in ballots kill us. So anyway, with that, I will say good evening. I'll say God bless every one of you, and thank you. Come out again next Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and we're to look forward to some great topics. I've already got them on the table, so they're already prepared. You know what to look forward to. It's going to be really great. Everybody have a wonderful week ahead. We'll see you next Thursday. God bless everybody. Yeah, and happy Halloween too. Have a good night. God bless everyone.